Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 30th of December, 2025, commonly known as New Year's Adam.
New Year's Adam.
Because tomorrow could be New Year's Eve. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Aaron.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. Yeah, so the men say we don't talk about them enough. We don't include them enough. We don't appreciate them enough.
They're automatically included. We're in the patriarchy.
We want them to.
They're automatically.
We want them to feel special.
They're included by default.
Today is New Year's, Adam, and tomorrow is New Year's Eve. And don't you all forget it. We were going to be on the clock with Juju Green because I've had 3 Juju so far for the season.
Juju?
Yeah.
Wow, that's something I've not had in a long time.
You telling me the truth? You ever eat juju?
Yeah. Yeah. When I was in high school.
I see that.
When I was a kid.
The same excitement y'all hear in her voice is the excitement I could see in her face about juju. That's okay. You don't have to like juju.
No, juju is fine.
Juju likes you.
Once it's not too soft. If it's, you know, the green, once it's green and, you know.
Firm.
Yeah. The soft ones.
Anyway, I was going to call myself Juju.
They taste too sandy. You know, the texture's not right.
Okay, so I was going to call myself Juju, but then I remembered, like, Juju is colloquial. It's a slang. It's a derivative of slang, a derivative of a root word for ghosts. Juju, Jujubi, is also a term we use to refer to ghosts and dead people, right?
Okay, so why?
Things that are dying.
The juju?
Because we eat it. As it's rotting.
Oh.
So there are many varieties of juju. What you described of a sandy taste when it's... As it gets older, that's just one variety of juju, right? And there are, I would imagine, just like there are thousands of varieties of apples,
There
are hundreds and hundreds of varieties of juju. Juju is a hybrid apple. You can replace apple in recipes with juju, right? You can make juju cookies.
I see the similarity. That makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely.
I've had juju has like a more interesting taste, though.
They have all different types of flavors. Yeah. Just like apples, they're all different types of flavors with apples. But the virtually all apples are sour and what we would call inedible, right? The apples that are popular in the market are apples that are grafted. They're rare to find, right? That's why over the last several hundred years, we only have several varieties that we eat.
And most of them come from the U.S., right?
I think so. Well,
Northern. They're the big harvester.
But juju is obviously a hot climate variety of an apple, right?
True.
So we got lots of juju out there. You ladies do understand that the majority of men are also oppressed by the patriarchy, right? Thank you. You won the prize, Texter. This is what we've been driving you to all along, although y'all don't like women driving you, so I could appreciate why you may not have been paying attention. But yes, all men, right? All men, virtually all men, even the set at the top, even the 1% in some way.
The structure, the system.
Because it's systemic.
Yeah, the systemic. Yeah.
Right? I want to say thank you, Texter, for leading us where we already been and trying to bring you. Men are also victims of patriarchy. The thing, and see, the reason men feel it more is because men were invested in patriarchy. Whether you could label it or name it, it doesn't matter. You were invested in a system that told you that you were the priority. You were the center of the system. You were the most important thing in the system. And now that the system has turned on you, right? See, it convinced you to mash women down because you're supposed to be above them.
Well, yes.
But now the system is mashing you men down, and it hurts because you never expected it. See, the same way a child never expects a parent or a familial person to act out in violence against towards them, right? So you'll talk about how these young girls keep getting with these men because they never expect someone close to them to behave in that way. So yes, we are here. Men are also oppressed by the patriarchy, and it gets better.
And then there are young men too, who often fly under the radar, who have these same challenges as the young ladies.
Yeah.
Because we can't pretend like boys are not also groomed.
Yes.
So that is another layer of the whole issue.
In terms of sexual violence, men, young men and boys often face, and we looked at the Global Health School report.
And they don't say anything. So it's way higher than we think it is too. So
underreporting.
That's my theory.
So we're going to put Global Youth School Report. This is a school report. We put that here. All right. There we go. So lots of things to talk about today. 2025 story of the year. We got I whittle my Junkanoo questions down to like three questions.
Three questions.
The most important one is it time for colors to move up to the A group?
Oh my God.
Is it time for colors to move up to the A group from the B group? Like I said, story of the year, and then story of the day, newborn found in trunk of car, parents arrested.
Oh
right? But
God.
Let me go to this text. Erin, we live on a matriarchal society because more than 70% of households are led by women in the Bahamas. Okay, so I'm not sure. Oh, and they go on, and the men act like this because we have some no good women leading the households. Okay, so watch this. The even more controversial
Hence
thing I was going to say is... The next thing I was going to say is, you know, women do everything better than men except being men. Bang. Women do everything better than men except being men. We do patriarchy better than you.
You're right.
We do oppression better than you. We do perpetuating patriarchy better than you. Let's go to the phone line because it's some hot conversation. But don't forget, I have our daily dose of positive.
Yeah.
I got our daily dose of positive sitting for us. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Good. Just in case I don't catch you no more, I wish you a happy new year.
Thank you.
Are you having an open line, really, or?
Yeah, we could have open line.
What is bothering me?
Yeah, yeah.
I listened to the news this morning
about
this baby that they found in the back trunk of a car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ms. Green, the parents of this child, they are adults. This ain't a 15-year-old girl and a 16-year-old boy who was scared. This woman is about 30-something. The man is about 42.
Yeah.
I think he is 48 and she was 30.
38 and 42.
Yeah, we can't go into the New Year's with this type of foolishness going on.
Let's talk about it, Uncle. See,
they need to charge them for attempted murder. Because they weren't expecting nobody to find that child.
Well, listen, the whole thing is weird. I'm agreeing with you. These are not young people whose brains have not formed properly yet. Now, that doesn't mean that both parents or one parent doesn't suffer from diminished capacity, right?
I understand that, Ms. Green.
Yeah.
And they have two other children.
Right. See, what struck me is interesting, right? In the story I read from the Guardian social media pages, but official Guardian story, right, last night, said that it was a newborn, approximately, right. So listen to this. I wondered, they seemed to be at a residence. They were nearby. It appears that they were nearby their car because they came back to the car, right? It's not like they abandoned the car. Is it that nobody else in the household or in their intimate community was aware that she just gave birth? Because how are you out visiting people not asking where the baby?
But But Ms. Green, first you have to ask if they were available for anybody to visit them.
Well, this, okay, I feel you. See, we're still trying to figure out the details. Is it poor reporting from the police? Is it poor reporting from the journalists because of the immediacy of the situation? Is breaking news? Mm-hmm. But the question is, what were they doing? Now, hold on. First of all, let me acknowledge your point. It don't matter what they were doing. Charges need to be addressed.
Has to be.
Without a doubt. This is like statutory. Mm-hmm. There is no excuse. There's no reason you could give for leaving a child in a back trunk, in a box, in a blanket.
Ms. Green,
in the winter.
This in closing.
Yes, sir.
First of all, they need to go and get some help.
Psych evaluation.
Something wrong with them. They need to go and get some help. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, could I use the word condom on the radio?
Yes.
Condom is... I mean, you...
They're free.
You can't really stop nobody from wanting to have fun. Because feelings is feeling.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're an adult. You can't control. I mean, you can't protect yourself.
Mm. Yeah. Now, remember.
And you had this baby 7 months the least. It was a premature. 9 months. You couldn't decide what you're going to do with this baby when this baby born. If you didn't want to keep the baby.
Listen, just.
And this is the second baby. In the space of a couple months, the last one they find
exactly.
Up in the back there.
That's what I was going to say, too.
Come on, man.
Separate,
this is increasing.
Separate
situation. Because I think
situation.
This happened like maybe two or three times this
no,
year.
No, my caller, you emphasize it.
Screen, I go on, because I go on.
No, I understand, but emphasize it. It needs to be emphasized, right?
Yeah.
I think this is... So 2025 story of the year, today and tomorrow, that's what we're talking about, as well as what's in the news. I think this is story of the year material. This is story of the year material.
Child, this is not a 13, 14, 15-year-old child who got pregnant and try to hide the baby. These adults, these big grown people, I don't care if they're on drugs. I don't care if they're crazy. I don't care if they're drinking rum. I don't care what these are adults. If they have enough sense of sex,
yeah.
They have two other children here like this. They...
Yeah.
It's great. I go on.
Yes,
I go,
sir.
I go on.
I got you. Thank you for calling. And call back when you... catch yourself and you have more to say.
I said, I'm going to be devil's advocate here.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that there's some women, after they have children, they have, what do you call it,
postpartum depression.
Yes, postpartum depression.
Which is medical, it's chemical, it's uncontrollable.
Yes, mm-hmm. So that's something to consider.
Yeah.
Also, you don't know how they're, you don't know what the situation is. You don't know what the job situation is. You don't know. And I'm not making excuses. I'm just trying to
rationalize, get a sense
this
of
extreme reaction to something. And if you have ever been sitting around a crying child,
it tugs at your heart.
It, oh my gosh. And it drives you insane. Babies
I got you. Let me
are a lot of responsibility. They take a lot of time.
Let me stick a pin just for a second.
Especially,
hold on, just for a second.
Yeah.
I made a point about postpartum depression.
Yeah.
When I say it's uncontrollable, right? Like you don't know what triggers it. There may be medical, right? There may be pharmaceutical responses or treatments for postpartum depression, but you don't know when the switch is going to flip. You don't know if a woman's going to experience it. That's what I meant when I say it's uncontrollable.
And I think should be a little bit more compassionate in that same sense, because it's so hard to talk to other people about things like this, because people be like, what kind of mother don't want her child? So it's hard for a woman who's going through this to actually go to somebody. That's even if they have someone who's close to them, who cares enough to listen,
mm-hmm.
to say that, to say how they really feel, and so that they can begin that process of seeking help.
Right. So
right?
If y'all are wondering.
So we need, this is a reminder to us as a community, that when we have people who, when people just have, you know, babies, newborns, how can I help? How are you feeling? Call them, check in on them, check in on the baby, check in on things like this, because this is something that could be
detrimental.
Exactly. So,
in fact, Yeah. When we ask, when we looking
so
at
that's
the
why I said in the shoes of someone who probably is going through something, this is not normal.
No, it's not normal behavior at all. Yeah. I important point to make, right? Mental and physical, biological, sexual health, big factor to play. There's also the factor of abuse and whether the woman is in control of the sexual relationship, right? When the caller said, I didn't read it in the article, but when the caller suggested or said something that suggested that this approximately five-day-old newborn is only, is less than a year younger than the older sibling, right? Mm-hmm. It suggests to me that the woman may not have control, mm-hmm. right? In instances like that, the doctor says to the couple who had the baby, right? She's going to need bed rest. You're going to need to not have sex with her for a determined period of time to allow healing. Mm-hmm. Some
That's
men
a very
don't
painful experience the healing.
Right.
As well.
Some men don't adhere to that medical advice and force their partners, some physically force them.
Yeah.
Some coerce them,
yes,
right, under the threat and the fear of physical violence. And some just, what we call nagging, what you all say women do to men, nagging. Mm-hmm. Well, what men do to women is called begging. And they beg 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 until you break a psychological barrier where the woman then, she removes herself from her body and says, whatever, do whatever you want with my body, right? And so the if it is the proximity between the newborn and the older, the most recent sibling, it suggests that like many women, this woman may not be in control of her own sexual life with her partner. If that's the case, it suggests that person may be abusive in more than one aspect of their life or their household, right? We're not...
But that may not be the case.
Right. And we're not excusing behavior.
Exactly.
We're not excusing the behavior. It needs to be dealt with.
Yeah.
Why? Here's why. We can consider the dynamics of the mother. We can consider the dynamics of the father. But most importantly, our priority is the safety of the children. That's it. Mm-hmm. The priority and the focus should be the safety of the children. And no matter what circumstance brings a baby to you, you have to make decisions that are in the best interests of that child. Even if the child is the product of rape, the product of incest. As their parent, you have a spiritual and legal obligation to make the best decisions in their interest.
Right.
Boy. That was heavy, but let's get into it. Let me read from the article. Newborn found in truck of a car, parents arrested. The numbers to call if you want to join the conversation, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Toll free for Family Island listeners. Text line is always 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. For my Family Island listeners, if you're in Crooked Island? If you're in Crooked Island, the power back on for real? You know, because in Nassau, the power's come on and then it's go back off. Mm. And it's come on and it's go back off. We just want to know, since y'all been without power from Saturday.
It's such a small island not to have power, man.
And not to have a backup plan.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't leave the residents waiting for you to try and fix something you're not sure you could fix. Anyway, let's get to the story in today's Guardian. I'm going to read directly from today's Guardian. Newborn found locked in car trunk, police say. Police found a crying five-day-old baby locked in the trunk of a car in Pinewood Gardens on Saturday morning. Okay, there's more details in this story. The discovery was made after police received a distress call reporting the sound of a child crying from within the trunk of a vehicle parked on Sequoia Street, police said yesterday. Quote, officers were immediately dispatched and upon arrival located a locked blue Hyundai Elantra from which the sound of a crying child could be heard. Close quotes, police said. Quote, officers gained entry to the vehicle by breaking a window and discovered a newborn male infant wrapped in a blanket and placed inside a box in the trunk. Quote, a 38-year-old woman, And a 42-year-old man later arrived at the scene, identified themselves as the victim's owners, and were confirmed to be the child's parents. Both individuals were arrested and cautioned in connection with the offense of child cruelty, close quotes. Police said the newborn was taken to the hospital for medical attention. Two other children at the residence, aged 6 and 1, were placed into the care of their uncle for welfare reasons. Police said the infant's mother was also transported to the hospital for a medical evaluation. The infant, who is believed to be approximately 5 days old, has been admitted to the children's ward nursery for ongoing care. The child was last reported to be in stable condition, police said, full stop. All right.
So did she even go have the baby at the hospital? That sounds a little strange.
This article includes some details that weren't included last night in the morning.
Yeah.
Which now makes me very, very concerned. Was this baby in the car overnight? Is it a matter where you were able to secure housing for you, your husband, and the kids, but not another newborn? Is it a situation where you were able to secure housing?
A lot of places don't allow you to have babies.
Right? And they say babies. No kids, right? So you were able to put the older kids somewhere, but not this child, right? So the point I wanted to make is, while our concerns are focused on immigration and the government's response is, do you see our birth rates are decreasing, right? I want to make the point that, do you see why the birth rates are decreasing? Like, is this a place that makes people want to have children? Are there services available for mothers and parents? Like reasonable and affordable services? Is the place I grew up in that every 7 minutes, be fruitful and multiply, be fruitful and multiply. Woman, that's your purpose on earth. Woman, you have no value unless you produce children. For what?
What is the incentive? Yeah.
I mean, there's a story in yesterday's paper of what a man accused of raping on 3 occasions a 14-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Right? And then we have people say, but these girls are highly sexualized,
oh
right?
God.
Everybody highly sexualized unless they're asexual. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I walk inside of the communities. And because I walk inside of the communities, I see a lot. And I think that unless the media really goes in there and walks and talks to the people in there, there's no way to understand how hellish it is. I am putting out a request. There's a gentleman that lives on number 9, Gibbs Corner. He is blind. As I was walking past, I said, no human being could possibly be living in this structure. Okay? So I went back. And I asked him, sir, can I take photos of your home? And he came out, what's your name and what's wrong with you? He's blind. These are the problems that Bahamians are facing. And it's only when something dramatic happens in a dysfunctional society, you don't expect people to do normal things. You cannot reason with normal principles in a place where normality has left the country right now. Okay? And so my plea, we have architects, we have prefabricated, we've got wood that's thrown away. Can this gentleman be living in a decent, even a one room? Anything is better than what he's being living in. And he's blind. And he's old. Okay? I'm ashamed.
And listen,
and father that left their children, they came back. They didn't run away. They didn't park the car in the bush and leave the baby. There's just a disconnect with, you know, we've lost our sense of being human, our animal nature, that the bird that builds the nest and then teaches the birds to fly, and so on. We're not there anymore. And we are going to see horrors because of that. So what we need to do is go in there. Go in there. Talk to these people. There are parks with holes where children would go on a slide and fall and break their neck. So we'll wait until they break their neck. And then we go, oh, the park. Oh, that's not the way we do things. We need to go see before and mitigate and help the old people that are there in living in I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's my call.
I got you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, and this is something that came to mind too when she said that, and I think she's absolutely right. There is, sometimes we ignore, and I was not going to talk about that, the socioeconomic issue,
mm-hmm.
because it's hard out here, you know? And we've also seen this, like I said, multiple times. There was somebody earlier this year, there was a woman or a girl who tried to throw a baby away in a plastic bag, you know, and, mm-hmm. and took out the baby herself, you know.
She like delivered these, the baby herself.
Herself. Exactly. These type of things we're seeing happening more. We see an uptick in suicides, right? Remember the mother who tried to drive her and her children into the... So these things are happening because people cannot cope with their realities that they face because life is hard. It's very expensive to live.
In the country that rates regularly between the fourth and the tenth highest cost of living in the world.
It is a miracle that we, and I think this is why Bahamians have such a good, this is my theory, reputation wherever we go, you know, and people speak so highly of Bahamians and our temperament
mm-hmm.
because we are able to manage. Whereas most of the other countries with the high standard of living, they make the money that they're able to kind of balance it out. We're one of the countries that make the least and have the highest cost of living. Mm-hmm. And it varies from island to island. You're on Nassau. Oh, that's a blessing.
Wait
some islands. Wait till you go to Harbor Island.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where gentrification. See, no, I got you because in Harbor Island, like so, gentrification has offset everything.
That is one of the most expensive places in the world. People are living there. They're managing. They have. They pay their rent. They pay their bills. They're working. I do not know how, but being able to handle the pressure mm-hmm. of that economic, that's a socioeconomic. Now, remember I told you it's a social,
yeah, yeah.
because of the structure of the island,
and let's
right?
talk about,
everyone's pushed, all Bahamians pushed in the middle, and all of the expats, the foreigners, the super duper wealthy people, maybe some Bahamians
on the
too,
coast.
Are on the coast. So they have the access to the beach. We talk about beach access once again. You talk about that place. These are the places that we need to have access to when, remember, during COVID,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Mental health became a huge issue. And following COVID, we see this trend of these type of suicides, this type of cruelty to children mm-hmm. escalate,
absolutely.
Right?
Let me get to this text line and the text. We're going to talk about it a bit, producer, and then we're going to go to a break. I'm going to read this text here, right? It's a series of texts from the same texter. And I'm going to read them because not only are they passionate about this subject, but I think their texts shine a light on the environment. And maybe through reading these texts, we get a better sense of what the problem is. Right? First text says, Aaron, I see you trying to shift blame from the mother leaving a newborn to housing or a forced relationship. What about the father? The father didn't leave the newborn as well, texter? I see you shifting blame right in the text from the parents
mm-hmm.
to the mother. Okay, here's another text. Aaron, these girls are extremely highly sexual. I remember I told you all somebody's going to say that? And present in a mature and present in a mature manner. Yes, they do. See, because here's what's happening. You think things are regressing or things are going forward? Because 70 years ago would have been, what, 1950? Yeah, 70 years ago, mm-hmm. well, 76 years ago would have been, 70 years ago would have been 1956-ish, right?
Yeah.
Roughly, because we had 2026. Let's add another 30 to that and take it back to 1920, right? 100 years ago. Who do you think was getting married? 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old. Yeah. What you think? You think biology changed or you think society changed? Anyway, the texter goes on. My uncle last week said that he saw a beautiful curvy woman, and when the individual opened her mouth, he realized it was a preteen girl in school, first year. I think you I think that's you. I think you're your uncle. Because mature adult people don't even talk about it like that. I think you are your uncle. He had to do a 360. He mentioned that girls in the past wore frilly church dresses and hair bows. Now they wear slim-fitting clothing with makeup. You can't blame these men for stumbling. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Here's why. Here's why. Before you engage in any form of intimacy with anybody, you have the right to ask them for ID. Did you know that you have the right to not engage in sexually intimate behavior with anybody you don't want to? Because if it's not the case, then you're being sexually assaulted, right? Mm-hmm. So you have the right to not have sex. You have the right. You remember the Bible verse, one of my favorite Bible verses, when Jesus was hanging with the gang? And the boy then was like, but Jesus, look at them gals over there. Look at them slaws. Look at them with all they tied up tunic and robe and thing. Look what they did.
That tunic was too tight.
They lusting us up. You know what Jesus said? He said, I see the problem. I see the problem. I have a suggestion. If you poke out your eyes, then you wouldn't see them, and thus you won't be tempted by things. Anyway, okay. That was a wild paraphrasing mm-hmm. of a biblical verse.
So,
and then we're coming to you right now. We're coming to you after this caller. Don't go nowhere. Go on.
Okay, yes. So the funny thing is, you see, like, in certain countries where they have the highest rates of sexual violence, mm-hmm. rape, publicly, all the women wear the most clothes, the most loose-fitting, long right. skirts. So that has nothing. You are the problem.
Let's go to the
if you think that that's something that is going to, yeah.
I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no.
We can get
no.
back to it.
That's foolishness.
We can get back
that's
to
rubbish.
It.
Rubbish.
Good morning, caller. I can hear you now.
You can hear me now?
Yes. I'm sorry about that.
I know you.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Good morning to your guests, too.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to your producers, them.
Yes, sir.
Over the year, they've been doing a good job. They're nice and pleasant. Some of the best producers we get in the country. That's Kermie, Chris, Allenton, I think so, and the lady who was sitting sometime. I forget her name.
April and Tico. April and Tico.
Okay. April and Tico?
Tico.
Tico.
Tico. T-E-E-K-O.
Or Tico.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Congratulations to them. I hope this year they keep up the good work and be as pleasant as they are, or even pleasanter. They're some of the best we get in the country.
I telling you.
Yeah. If you allow me to, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people die, and you send condolences to all the family. I just want to remember three people, and condolences to everyone else who I might not remember.
Yeah, man.
Good friend Rodney Monka died this year.
Mm-hmm.
We get my good friend, brother from another mother, Juan T. Miller, mm-hmm. former cabinet minister, environmental
mm-hmm.
health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can miss them. I can miss them. And then I met a gentleman with 5-6 years ago, born in the same hospital I born in, Grand Memorial in Freeport, Grand Bahama, same year, but different month, 1970. Both his parents is Jamaican, but he born in Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
All his children, them over here, doctors in the hospital over here and everything. I think his wife was a banker. I forget what his son is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know him and everybody. At least some people call him Brother Gale. But I think his government name is Edward, or you could say Edward
mm-hmm.
Gale. I never meet a nice person like him. I talk him, but I meet him as a friend. But he ever turned a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he just was a person coming to do the service. I think he's an angel.
Yeah.
I think for some reason God gets some angels on his life. Man, I always wonder why they be the set to die and not the set who's so bad. But that ain't for me the question.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But to the Gale family, to Mr. Edward Gale, Brother Gale, that's a good gentleman. Died about 4 or 5 months ago or something like that.
Yeah.
But I never could forget him. I'm talking about I don't meet too much nice people. I've met a lot of nice people. But I gotta put him on one on top of the list. I feel like God sent him on this earth. There's a few more here. I wish the love could spread more, especially us people who feel like we ain't getting treated right or feel disadvantaged.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the lesbians and all of them too, and the disabled.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the story of the year, what caught my eye is, and it's more important stories, but to me, mm-hmm. I have to take it serious. I'm so sorry for the children of this world.
Yeah.
Sometimes I say we shouldn't bring no more children in the world. And here in the Bahamas for the last, the stories and what I've been hearing is so sickening. Mm-hmm. I ain't getting in the part that what we should do with the people to punish them and all that, because I'm a little rough. And maybe I might want to do things different than what it really supposed to do. But I don't have no time to play with adults.
Mm-hmm.
You know, adults go through things and stuff, and they have mental problems sometimes. But I don't play with adults.
I got you.
You tell me you have a disability or something, and I know it, and I can work along with it. But you get your 5 senses and common sense and can make up your mind and decision and choices to do things then. I live rough with you, and I don't have no time to play with you. The first story is the boy, the baby, where they find the people had to blow the parents them down in the car. They were so distracted or so busy in the front seat. I don't know if they was rowing or listening to music or whatever. Yeah. But the whole baby dead. I'm talking about hanging out the back, you know. And then I can hear they do a plea bargain or something like that. It ain't about if they'd give them 10 years or whatever. No, that baby doesn't go on, that life doesn't go. I just think we need to send the right example for people to take it seriously and understand that we have a responsibility when we bring these children in the world, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man, and if something happened, man, we got to, even if it's innocent, we got to go through the process, man. No slap on the wrist, man, because you set an example for these people who are having sex. Just having fun and having sex and having these children, bringing them to the earth, they letting children suffer. So I don't like that one when they find the baby hanging out the back, seat, and the parents both of them so distracted in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Then one gentleman was doing this jogging thing in the morning. Hear a whole baby in the bush crying, mosquitoes biting the man, that make me cry when I
mm-hmm.
hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I say, Lord of mercy, I don't know what that mother was going through, but my God, that look at that baby, man. I hate when you allow innocent people to get hurt, or people who little disenfranchised, or who can't help, they separate there, and you take advantage, or you make a choice or decision, and cause them pain for right then or for the rest of their life. So I didn't like when they find the baby in the bush. I don't know if they ever find the mummy or whatsoever, but we have to send a good example. And in this last one this morning, you are talking about two adults. I mean, you ain't mentioned if the baby was a boy or a girl.
I read it. It's a boy. It's a boy child.
Oh, Lord. You didn't say if the adult stem was big or teenagers or anything?
38-year-old woman and 42-year-old man.
Calling your name a bit. But hey, let me tell you something, y'all. Y'all, the government, the people in authority, like we say, Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a happy new year. But, man, we gotta look for the children, man. We got to set some example, man.
Proper.
When we bring these children in the world, we have a responsibility, man. Come on. I know you might be going through things, but, my God, what is the punishment for you doing that crap, man? What is the punishment?
Thank you, Papa.
What example we sending to the rest of their mothers, them who won't put their baby in the box truck, man? We have to take it in. And to me, they're the stories of the year.
That's it right there.
The good work.
Thank you, Papa.
It reminded me of that story with the girl who was walking from church, and she was also sexually assaulted, right?
I think
and her
so.
Body was found in the bushes.
Yeah. We're going to go to the caller. Morning caller, I would say violence against children is the global story of the year.
Yeah.
It is the story of the year. Good morning, caller.
Good morning to you, Aaron, and your guest.
Good morning.
I really enjoyed your biblical interpretation a little while ago. That had me wondering.
Yes, sir.
You need to do that more often.
Yes, sir.
What also has me wondering, you know, Jesus' father, I understand, was a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the jobs that were available at that time, 98% of the jobs were doing brick and mud and mortar, you know, no carpentry works. I wonder how he was able to survive.
That's up, man. I got you.
You got that one.
Mm-hmm.
But Aaron, you know, data is limited on this, but it appears as though we like to murder. And I don't know what form it might take, but we just like to hurt. It's like, you know, we get like 1,200 people, 1,200 murders happen worldwide every day.
Mm-hmm.
And for some strange reason, we don't value life. Mm. And you know, what are the odds of you being born looking exactly like somebody else? It's 1 in a trillion.
Mm-hmm.
That should give you reason to celebrate.
Yeah.
And want to be around as long as you could. And whoever you bring into this world to want to keep them around to see what they could become, eh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned gentrification.
Yeah.
That is painful when you were once in the middle class and now have to go live like that fella in the house.
Yeah.
It ain't easy to adjust to that, Aaron, but mm-hmm. some people are being forced to do that.
Yeah.
So council, we need to really look out and look in people's eyes and see, try to see what they're going through, because, boy, you just might not know.
Yeah.
Listen, in I think it's either 2007 or 2010, the Domestic Violence Act was amended to expand the definition of violence. It includes now financial violence. It includes stalking. It includes emotional violence. It also expanded the categories of people who could apply for protection from domestic violence. So it's now not just husband and wife, but the members of the household, right? Mm. That financial violence one, we don't talk about enough, because if we did, then we would realize the extent to which Bahamians are experiencing financial crises, and it's leading to both financial violence and psychological crises in Bahamian lives and homes.
If I may say this.
Yes, sir.
I was coming out of the bank the other day, and I looked to my right, and I saw somebody who I knew from school. And he said, "Boy, you don't know how happy I am to see you, but I got to tell you, you see that old lady right in the front of them? I saw when she withdraw a bunch of money from the ATM machine, and I was contemplating just grabbing her bag. But I remember from in school, you wouldn't even stand for that. But then you turn around and say, because you lent me $10. I say, boy, I'd rather give you $10 now that you told me what your intentions were. And you might be surprised to know how many people are just in that state.
Yeah, they're paralyzed. On the edge all the time.
You got it.
Yeah. And who, and see, can I blame you for stealing? Yes. Stealing. You're breaking the social contract. We have to trust each other. We have to be able to trust each other. Can I understand why you pushed to the edge and considering stealing? Yes. I can understand that clearly. Let's go to the phone line. Thank you, producer. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Green, and good morning to Christopher.
Hello.
Yeah, can I make something clear? You know, Ms. Green, I just want to share, like, you know, it is said in I think it's how you said in, like, homini lupus, right? Honest wealth to mine. And so, you saw my little son, like, one time I saw you at the garden and I got to get some, and I went to get some business cards, right? So, the problem is, the person who called and talked about the men, and she's correct, because the input from the man, when they find a female is pregnant, plays a lot to do with the outcome of the pregnancy, even during the gestation, but also this dwells into the psyche of the young lady, especially if the lady's young, and you as a man telling her you don't want this child, and all that helps, because, you know, I've had two children after 52, right? Thanks to Dr. Pinto them, right? So what I'm saying is, you play a role in whether these children come forward, because sometimes you're not looking at what was said to this young lady. I'm not even condoning what was done, but you're not paying attention to that, because obviously, when my wife, my now wife, found out that it was my first son, there was no way you could have convinced her to abort the fetus. So at post 52, and having two children post that, right? Then you know what it takes financially. I have spent more than $10,000 for the Christmas, okay? Just on between car repair, traveling, whatever. What I'm saying is, life has become financially burdensome. You know, I may be a poor man, but I stop watching money, because I know that money is really nothing to me. Money is a fallacy, and so you have to enjoy this life. But we, as men, must support women when they're pregnant. If you plant a seed, you know, it's like if you plant a seed and you don't have responsibility for it. You know, I almost had two heart attacks. Once when she told me, my 10-year-old, she was pregnant with my 10-year-old, and then most definitely almost had a heart attack when she told me she was pregnant with the now 3-year-old. But I realized it is better to let them come forward. But now you have females online encouraging people. They have, like, I think it's, I don't know, Crystal has read a lot. You're just talking about the climate change, and they call it the climate alarmists, and they're saying they're urging women not to have children because they don't want to bring them into this world. And this is the type of thing that's going on. They're not even thinking about the repercussions of the actions. But I wonder what will happen if the trees go on strike, because, you know, you see the trees kind of doing erratic movements. I see my mango tree got some blossoms on it from last 2 weeks ago. Hang up and listen.
Blessings. Boy, let's hope the wind, y'all, let's pray that this wind dies down. So the mango blossoms hold. It's that time. Time, if you haven't tended to your mango tree yet for the season, now is the time. Water the tree so it has enough sap to hold the blossoms. Feed the tree with nutrients so it has enough strength to put out fruit, a reasonable amount of fruit. The vast majority of our trees are uncultivated, and they are not even hitting half of their potential in terms of production. And it's kind of the same thing with our people, hey? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with our people. We are unwatered, mm-hmm. we are unfertilized, we are untended, we're not cared for, and thus we are not reaching a maximum potential. Mm-hmm. And personally, see, that because that's a capitalist, right? Like, that's still a capitalist construct. Like, how much value do you have to be extracted by society? Mm-hmm. But also, what can you extract from this experience personally? Like sort of kind of what 52 is leading to, yeah, as well, yeah. Right?
I love what you were saying about that, which I wanted to make a point. Mm-hmm. One of the callers called and they spoke about financial violence. You spoke about financial violence. I think financial violence is leading to these things that are symptoms of that. So when you see like crazy things happening, like people, you know, abusing children or people
running red lights with their children in the car.
Gangs.
Well, let me repeat that. Yeah. Running red lights with your children in the car. That's a serious act.
Financial violence may happen in the household, like you said, because sometimes it's within between a couple, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes money is withheld from the next person.
Just to those advocates for men, mm-hmm. in that space, we also recognize that sometimes there's a gender imbalance, right?
Yes.
Where the boy may be sent out to work when the girl is not. And the proceeds from his employment mm-hmm. are used to support extra. So it's not just the basic
needs
of the
household. Are you talking about children or are you talking about parents? Because with children, the girls are sometimes... when I go into schools uh-huh. and we invite students to come out to our educational events on Saturdays, the boys say, oh, we can't come, we have to work. The girls say, I can't come, I have to watch my siblings. I have to take care of the house. So
there's
always responsibilities.
Or worse,
yeah.
In some instances, but I know that it happens, the girl children are not allowed independence. They're not allowed to seek their own job.
That's typical.
There's a job for them, and sometimes that job is sex work.
Okay, I was getting to that.
Go on.
Financial violence. So I was saying this may happen in the household, right? Mm-hmm. But it also could be societal, like it's a systemic thing, because you need to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. So you need to do what you could do so that you don't face the penalties of a society for not having money, so that they don't take your house, so that you're not on the street, so that you could put gas in your car, so that you can buy clothes, so that you can afford to take care of your children.
So when you hear let me just say this, when you hear some parents balking at school rules, right? Like, why you send the child home because the school socks are not the right color? Why you send them home because the shirt or the pants are the wrong shade of brown? Because they have done everything, sometimes mm-hmm. even transactional sex,
yes,
to ensure that the kids have pants and have socks. And they're like...
And the sad thing is, I don't want to say it like this, sometimes maybe the kids are doing it. And this is not just to girls. This is not just applied to girls.
Global
girls
Youth
and
School
boys,
Report.
Abuse.
Global Youth that, School exactly. Report has the stats. Exploitation of boys, solicitation of girls, right? Mm-hmm. And boys are being exploited for sex, but they're also being exploited, brought into gangs, right? Mm-hmm. So they're being exploited.
Sometimes both.
I see your mama need meds, mm-hmm. right? I see that she's mentally unstable. I see she need meds. I see you have other siblings and you have girl siblings mm-hmm. who need menstrual health products. Mm-hmm. You're going to hold these drugs. Because you need this, right?
And sometimes that may feel like the better
option
versus, somebody has to sell themselves or their body to get these things. And it's safer in a sense, right? Because it's one person mm-hmm. rather than the entire family health and wellness being jeopardized for that. Mm-hmm. And then... It's just issues of desperation that kind of lead into these things. And you see more prostitution, like I said, underage prostitution, suicides, because people are like, I don't have no money. I can't live. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have a house. Some people just, And you've heard about the people and, you know, over time in the past where people used to commit suicide so that their family could get the money so that they could survive. So now you have to think about what is a life worth. We're talking about a life. Mm-hmm. We're talking about people's families and individuals. If I don't have this child, I may be able to afford to live without getting thrown out on the streets. You know,
so
people are trying to balance out and justify things in an intense situation. I'm not saying that this is what happens
in every situation
or
but it definitely happens.
But it is something that, like I said, this is a symptom of financial violence. Now, and we've talked about the poverty line, right?
Yeah. But I was Carla, we're coming to you right now. I use this phrase all the time, more dollars and cents. More dollars and sense of self, sense of location, sense of belonging, sense of the past, location and time, right? Let's go to this caller, and then in the last few minutes, we talk more about that. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Do you think in 26, we can, looking at, I'm a man, right? And to go out anywhere. We could buy on the steak here and these funny looking eye blinkers and stuff.
Okay, pause. Why? First of all, you don't see that as a road sign and a good indicator? Like, no, when you see that, you know that's not what you want.
Mrs. Green.
Yeah.
I see that as artificial for what it is. And, you know, there are a whole lot of beautiful young girls, especially, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very young, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they look, when you look at some of these old women, I can see them putting on in there because, you know, they didn't pass that stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you see these young girls, 16, 14, 12, 10, 11,
okay,
adorned with these big, like these.
Pause. Hold on. Let's.
Some of the girls big in their hair.
Pause for a second. No 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 year old should be wearing those things. That's my opinion, even up to 18, and you're going to say, well, they're an adult and they could do what they want with their money. They don't know what this economy is yet. I just need them to know they cannot afford lashes. That's cool, right?
Oh, you mean lashes?
Maybe at prom. But I appreciate there are nuances there. I don't think any young girl should be that adorned. I think that it leads to the hypersexualization of young people, right? However, I can say to you, like I like that. That's a road sign. That's like you don't even have to get to know the woman to determine whether you're going to have a relationship or not. You already know you don't like the type of woman that makes those aesthetic choices.
But and the thing is, you don't know why or how. You know what I mean? We were just talking about prostitution and underage prostitution. We're talking about how sometimes people put their.
Okay. Oh, let's take a pen. Yeah. Hey, good point, so, caller.
Yeah.
No, I mean, right now.
Don't take the bait.
Hello.
Go on, caller.
Yeah. I'm honestly, right now, today in this country, someone has to be responsible. Someone has to be able to see that this proliferation of this false, I mean, like adorned here, outrageous eyelashes. Even right down to bleaching and all that, right? Let me tell you something, Ms. Green. You know, why isn't the government and the Ministry of Health saying something about it? Because, I mean, like, it's detrimental to your health.
Okay, so.
That they put women put on their bodies.
I got you.
And they're the parents of babies. Why a government will allow this to happen?
Okay, pause. These are some of these things the government has no control over, right? Hold on. Some of these things the government has no control over. But when you brought bleaching into the conversation, right, I thought, okay, now maybe through your own example, you can understand the extent to which people are responding to systemic violence, right? The bleaching, historically, we know this. People are trying to get their skin whiter because we know that white supremacy still rules the world, right? That's why...
But then a lot of
Let me catch my breath. That's why we wondering what's going on in the Southern Caribbean Basin right now, as if we have no say in our own environment, right? When you see the girls, The young girls getting dressed like that. I tell you, these are road signs. These are indicators. And Crystal told you just now what that means. When you see an 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old girl wearing makeup and accessories that adult women wear, mm-hmm. women in music videos wear, it's likely there's a chance that that child is being prostituted. Or is being forced into transactional sex. And you have an opportunity to report that to the authorities. Right?
Yeah.
As opposed to writing missives about how the girls them are fast and they're causing it on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You have an opportunity to say, hey, when I see girls like that, I get a suspicion that they may be involved in transactional sex. And I don't care whether it's voluntary or involuntary. My job as an adult is to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Now, when you see adult women wearing that, don't scowl at them.
But even when you see adult women, there's still a way that you have to act decent. But anyway, it's nuance.
You got 20 seconds.
A little bit of nuance with that.
Mm-hmm.
There is still a degree or element of style and choice, right?
In how you engage.
So some people, and then we also have freedom of expression. Do we want the government policing what we wear?
Not them said.
Okay.
Okay.
No, no,
just
no.
As we go, producer, mm-hmm. I have a question, a favor for you for tomorrow. From you for tomorrow. Can you find where they play Girl I Wanna by Tonash? And I get the clip where they play Big Daddy by Johnny Cake and Junkanoo. I see why One Family Win. They got good music selection, man. They got good music selection. Also, is it time for Colors to move into the A group? Right? Is it time? Also, I was talking about relegating groups from the A group down to the B group, right? First of all, Prodigal Sons made it to Bay. I'm proud of them. No relegation for them this year. But also, music makers, I don't know if we could ever relegate the music makers from the A group to the B group because music makers have a history. And I'm trying to get the members of the music makers to come on my show to tell us about the first time that the music makers hit Bay Street. It is a story that needs to be documented in our history. Crystal Legacy tomorrow?
Yes.
2025 Story of the Year?
Story of the Year.
All right. Now, just as we go, I got a text ahead that said, listen, I'm an older man. The dynamics y'all talked about, the sibling dynamics between boys and girls, I lived through that, and I survived.
We lived through it.
We could talk.
I mean, it was great.
We could talk. You guys, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next, and say thank you to the best production team on the island. Have a great day, Bahamas.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.